The events of September 11th, 2001 in the United States are simply called 9/11. On that bright, clear morning 17 years ago, Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 large passenger airplanes to use as missiles of war. All 4 planes were flying across the country to California with a full tank of fuel. None of them made it. Flight 11 was the first to take off. It did so in Boston, Massachusetts, at 7:59 in the morning. 47 minutes later, it crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. Flight 175 also took off from Boston and crashed into the South Tower minutes after Flight 11. In Washington, D.C., Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon after takeoff. 26 minutes later, Flight 93 crashed into a field in rural Pennsylvania. By 10:03 that morning, the Al-Qaeda plane's operation had caused severe destruction. All airline traffic had stopped in the United States. By the end of the day, 2,996 people lost their lives. The crash sites are memorialized in New York and Washington, D.C. The Flight 93 Memorial in the rural hills near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, is a national park. It was used to mine surface coal until 1995. The Flight 93 Memorial Visitor Center tells the story of the events on Flight 93. The plane took off with 37 passengers, including the 4 hijackers, as well as 7 crew members. As it flew west toward Cleveland, Ohio, the hijackers broke into the cockpit and injured the pilot and first officer. An air traffic controller in Cleveland heard the shouts. The hijackers had gained control of the plane. They tried to announce to the passengers that there was a bomb on the plane and that they were returning to the airport. But they mistakenly made that announcement to the air traffic control center instead. The plane then turned around in the skies over Cleveland. Investigators later found evidence that the plane was going toward Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. The passengers and crew members were forced to the back of the plane by the hijackers. With in-flight and mobile phones, passengers began calling officials and family members. In all, 37 calls were made. Through those calls, the passengers and crew learned of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. They understood that their plane was also on a suicide mission. Crew member Cece Lyles called her husband with a message.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. There's 3 guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
In the back of the plane, the passengers and crew members discussed the situation. They took a vote and decided to act. They decided to fight back. They ran into the cockpit to stop the hijackers. The plane went off its path over rural Pennsylvania. It rocked back and forth and rolled over. Moments later, at 906 kilometers an hour, it crashed into an open field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The force of the crash created a huge crater, about 4.5 meters deep and 9 meters across. If the plane had kept its speed and flight path, it would have arrived in Washington, D.C. in less than 20 minutes. Next to the visitor center, the memorial has a walking path. The path is built to look like Flight 93's own unplanned flight path. The path lets visitors look down into the crash site. It is a quiet and reflective place. Here, visitors learn that about 1,000 people from more than 70 agencies worked day and night to collect and examine evidence and personal belongings. After the evidence was gathered, the soil was returned to the land. Grass and wildflowers were planted in what is now sacred ground. Visitors walk through tree groves on the way to the Memorial Plaza. There are 40 groves of 40 hemlock trees. The number 40 is meaningful. It represents the number of passengers and crew members on Flight 93. On the far end of the plaza is the Wall of Names. It is a simple white wall that contains 40 pieces of marble. Each marble has the name of a passenger or crew member. The memorial was finally completed on Sunday with the opening of the Tower of Voices. It is a 28-meter-tall musical instrument that will hold 40 wind chimes. Each chime produces an individual sound. The music it creates is a reminder of the struggle and bravery of the 40 people who brought down Flight 93 in an empty rural field. Their actions helped save many lives. I'm Dorothy Gundy.